The West, now, this is on the front page at National Review. Shocker of all shockers. Rich Lowry must have slept in this morning and didn't see this one to put it on the back page. Subheadline. The West will be saved only when we begin to believe again that the church is the sole source of divine truth. Let me read that to you again. The West will be saved only when we begin to believe again that the church is the sole source of divine truth. And by the way, if you don't care for the term Roman Catholic, take it up with Father Wolf. He gives Cunningham, if you're listening, send me the link to Father's sermon on why you should say Roman Catholic. It's aired here on Sermon Sunday once upon a time, and it's on Sensus Fidelium. It's a very good explanation. Mike Church Show here, Crusade Channel, King Size Truth, Radio Size Speakers. Here on a Monday, my telephone number, always open. We're like IHOP. We're always open. 844-527-8723. I hope 24 hours. Waffle House is 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. What about Denny's, the American institution?
Well, they kicked Al Sharpton out, so I don't go to Denny's anymore. I'm protesting.
They kicked who out?
Al Sharpton claimed they wouldn't serve black folks in Denny's, so a lawsuit again. You know, this is...
So he became pretty dumb.
No, wait. No, it wasn't Denny's, it was Cracker Barrel.
Oh, so he's... Al Sharpton is pretty dull nowadays.
No, Al Sharpton was always dull. There's a line at the end of my song, Democrat Somewhere, Al Sharpton saying, Cracker Barrel. I'm trying to remember how it happened. Somebody went into a Cracker Barrel and didn't get pristine service from some black people, and they went and cried to Al Sharpton. And Sharpton took the case and made it famous. That's how it happened. A defense of Catholic tradition in the post-conciliar era. Unbelievable up in how. Now, back to the Pew Research Center. For instance, there has been a noticeable decline in the percentage of U.S. adults who say they believe that biblical elements of the Christmas story, that Jesus was born to a virgin, for example, reflect historical events that actually occurred. Nice job, Christians. Way to do Beelzebub's work for them. You're awesome. You are star-spangled, ahistorically, ecumenically awesome. Teach that to your kids. No, these are the same people. These new American Catholic Bibles that they have out there that have footnotes in them to say, well, you know, the flood didn't really happen. Yes, it did. No, it's a metaphor. No, it's not. And Noah and his family weren't the only ones that survived. Yes, they were. This is an anthropological fact. What do you mean the flood didn't happen? And by the way, that means that JC himself is a liar. Right? Book of Matthew, in the temple. As it was in the days of Noah. What was he, lying? Was he making it up? Hey, Lama, hey, geez, what did the Pharisees go? Who's this Noah guy he's talking about? Nobody really believes, Mike, that Mary was a virgin. I do. Nobody believes it. Why don't you? Who told you that? Well, it's impossible. Of course it's impossible, stupid. That's why it's called a miracle, you idiot. You don't believe in miracles anymore? Oh, so what was it on 34th Street then? Happening? Let's change the name of the movie, A Miracle on 34th Street, right? We'll just call it, you know, A Good Time on 34th Street. Maybe throw a couple of hookers in there. They don't believe that a virgin could... By the way, since I am often accused of disparaging, quote, Bible-believing Christians, close quote, because I am not one. Catholics aren't Christians, apparently, and we don't own Bibles, and we don't read them. When I was reading the book of Judith the other day, read that one. Explain that to me. Judith, the prophet Judith, did you make it up? What was she talking about? What was she writing about? She practically describes our Lord's life and his passion. Did you make that up too? What was it? It's Isaiah that prophesies about the virgin as well. Currently 55%. Now listen to this. For instance, this is from the Pew Research Center study. Just came out 5 days ago. For instance, there has been a noticeable decline in the percentage of U.S. adults who say they believe the biblical elements of the Christmas story, that Jesus was born to a virgin, for example, reflect historical events that actually occurred. And although most Americans say they still mark the occasion as a religious holiday, there has been a slight drop in recent years in the share who say they do this. Now listen to this. Currently, 55% of U.S. adults say they celebrate Christmas as a religious holiday, including 46% who see it as more of a religious holiday than a cultural holiday, and 9% who celebrate Christmas as both a religious and a cultural occasion. Why isn't that... Let me see if I understand. Let's just connect the logical dots here, shall we? So in one instance, that leaves 45% of people who celebrate Christmas as something other than a religious event. And in the other instance, 54%, more than half, who celebrated as something other than a cultural and religious event. Okay, well then what is it? Here, if there's no religious attachment to it, why does it have to happen every December 25th then? We should have it be a floating holiday. Have it mitter secularist, mitter ecumenicals, please. Why don't we just declare it to be, the third Wednesday? What's convenient to you? What would you like to put on your calendar? Mr. Heretic, Mr. Apostate, would you like, say, the third Wednesday of every December? Will that work for you? You want to ask Siri if that's okay? Why have it on December the 25th? Thanksgiving moves every year, doesn't it? Last Thursday. Why not have Christmas be like third Wednesday? Third Wednesday of December sounds good to me. If it's not a religious holiday, well then, what is it? And if it's not a religious holiday, well then you don't get to use the term Christmas. As a matter of fact, we should start encouraging these people so they can be identified and we know to pray for. You want to celebrate the holidays? Fine, call them the holidays. Now we know. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from radio size speakers at 844-527-8723. Our store is open for your, and we call it this, Christmas shopping. By all means, though, don't go out of your way now. I mean, look, Amazon has got cheaper prices and even cheaper shipping. So, but all proceeds from all sales go to support the Crusade Channel, and the future of which you hold in your hands. You can become a member and join our community at crusadechannel.com. You can join me, David Simpson, Greg Carpenter, Brother Andre Marie, Steve Cunningham, Celeste Youngblood, Richard Barrett. Did I leave anyone out? I think I covered everyone thus far. Join us here in our radio crusade and our entertainment crusade and share the entertainment crusade with a friend or family member. Give a gift membership. Give the gift of truth. Easy to do. You might even be surprised at the results. I got a conversion letter today. Guy claiming he's actually going to come into. This is shocking. The Roman, to his words, by the way, Roman Catholic Church. Bradley wrote me this. Back to the story. To be sure, while the public's commemoration of Christmas may have less of a religious component now than in the past, share Americans who say they celebrate Christmas in some way has hardly budged at all. Well, of course, everybody wants to get a present. I guarantee you right now, Secret Santa will outpoll Jesus Christ in popularity. You want to bet? Put Secret Santa head-to-head against our Lord. Don't say JC, say our Lord. Santa will win every time.
But, you know, Santa's not a superstar. Jesus Christ is.
Right, and our Lord is not a superstar either. He was written out of that script, too. The director fired him. 9 in 10 U.S. adults say they celebrate the holiday, which is nearly identical to the share who said this in 2013. You know, for most people, it's just a day off of work, and you get to pig out again. And I might get a gift or two. So be it. That's how star-spangled awesome that is. But some of the ways Americans think about and commemorate Christmas appear to be moving in a more secular direction, you think? Duh.